Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Brad Blanks has joined us with another stellar red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Well, good race, yeah. Patty, Sue, what, John? Look, what a night it was. Jeez, I was. Were you screaming
when your boyfriend won?
Oh, Bong, yes, my fellow big head. He's like my brother, Bong.
Yeah.
You know, but what a night it was. Yeah, like the locks came home, didn't they? The ones that we all thought were going to win.
Right.
You know,
right.
Brad Pitt, you know, of course, and
Laura Dern,
Joaquin Phoenix, and Zellweger.
Sure.
But here's a little interview I have with Laura Dern. This sort of sums up the movie she was in, Marriage Story. And her making life hard and difficult for Adam Driver, because she did blow up the Supremacy spaceship in the latest seconds, The Last Jedi, the Star Wars movie.
That's right.
So,
yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yes. So, and she was the divorce attorney that was really was hurting him.
And she was in Little Women.
And Little Women. He wasn't in that, was he? No.
I don't think he was. That was the other guy. That was Timothy.
Right. Gotcha.
Charlie.
So all here right. She is, Laura. Is
Laura, how are you? Great to see you.
All right. How are you?
In Marriage Story, you're hilarious. It's just brilliant. Your wit is, and timing is fantastic. When you're doing that, do you know that's coming out?
You know the words are brilliant, and if you trust them, as Adam Driver always says about Noah, because they've made four films together. You know, when you lean into great writing, then you get to really play. And your collaboration is in the emotional nature of it.
Well, you've destroyed Adam Driver in two movies now, haven't you, pretty much?
True. Good point. Nobody said that to me. Good point.
You killed the Supreme Leader. Well, you didn't kill him. You nearly blew him up, the Supreme Leader.
I did blow him up. That's right.
You blew him up, and then you pretty much blew him up in the second Marriage Story.
I guess maybe that'll be our lifelong relationship in movies.
Great to see you. Good luck.
See you. Thank you.
Top lady. Bye-bye. See ya.
That was done.
That was a big air kiss at the end. That's
right.
How they
is that
do
what
it.
That was?
So where you're talking and you're coming in and you don't know whether to go for the cheek, lips, or whatever. And
sure. She's your size, isn't she?
Yeah, she's tall.
At 53, she's had this incredible resurgence in her career.
Yeah, what a career,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's really
her speech was
to
fantastic she honored her parents.
Yeah.
She was like, they say never meet your superheroes unless, of course, they're your parents. Yeah. And then she had just fabulous.
It was proud. Yeah. Her mom's sitting there sobbing in the front row.
Yeah.
And her mom's had a great career.
She's
seen everything. And she's sitting there crying for her daughter. It was very nice.
It was great to see them arrive together on the red carpet. Yeah. It was really neat.
There were some very emotional moments last night. I also cried during the Modern Family Final Five Episodes promo.
Uh-huh.
That Google commercial with the man talking about Loretta gets me every time still.
Yes.
And I cried a little bit with the Pilot Pete and the
Ghost.
You
were a mess.
That was a great commercial.
How did you do your... You were like... You're like the front man for ABC with this thing. How do you, you're crying, and what if you had
just
to...
Just watching, and far in like 14 years, there's been no major problem.
So you're saying if there were technical difficulties, the entire ABC network would have been thrown to a man
to
who
him.
Was crying.
That's exactly. With a popcorn husk between his two front teeth and the last sip of mint chamomile tea to save my voice. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
So you went excited from that Ghost, The Bachelor commercial?
That was such a great commercial.
What made that commercial for me was Whoopi coming in at the very end, because I did not expect that at all.
She saved it.
She really did. It was phenomenal.
It was too handsy for me. Too handsy. The hands everywhere and play moving around. I was a bit
worse for me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, John.
Following on social media last night, I saw several questions aimed at you, Brad, and what your approach is on the red carpet. Can you just tell us? Because really, over this award season, you've had so many people who have either ended up at the podium accepting a statue or have done so in the past. And where is your head?
Those questions think I'm an expert at this. I'm not really. I really don't know what I'm going to say.
Wait a minute. I have to say something here. I just did a podcast with him all about this. So that we're going to put on this week. And that was the whole idea. I said, you know, there are so many nameless faces out there on the red carpet, but he has this ability to not only for these celebrities to remember him, but to make it so memorable for us listening.
Well, he frightens them.
Yes, that's right.
The head. The big head. He finds something different about them.
Yes.
And he asked Scarlett Johansson for marriage advice.
I know,
and Scarlett
John.
Said, no. Why would you ask me that?
Sure. I know. What a beautiful setup for her. Like, even she knew. As I was asking the question, she said, don't ask me for advice on marital things. Yeah.
And you asked Helen Mirren the same thing.
Yeah.
She said, if you don't know now, it's too late.
That's right.
And aside from the red carpet, the brilliant thing about Brad is he can get himself into any event. Kentucky Derby, no tickets. Olympics. No Terpics.
Yeah.
No tickets.
That's what I will feel about.
Super Bowl.
I think it was about 13 years ago. I was at the Elton John Oscar party, and I snuck in as Prince's bodyguard.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, Prince went one way to the paparazzi, and I walked straight to the bar and ordered 4 beers and a shrimp cocktail.
Always and Elton is eating out of the palm of your hand.
That's right. Always order the shrimp cocktail and then bury yourself in the party once you get in.
Fantastic advice. It was great to see Elton and Bernie yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Because
how great
as
was
much
that?
As they've done together, they had never won an Academy
an Oscar,
Award
right. and they did
as a team
Rock,
like that. So
Man.
Good
yeah.
for them. Radio.com. Radio.com. Brad Blanks has joined us with another stellar red carpet interview.
Yeah.
How are you?
Well, good race, Patty. Sue, what? John, look, what a night it was. Jeez,
Were you screaming when your boyfriend won?
Oh, Bong, yes. My fellow big head. He's like my brother, Bong.
Yeah.
But what a night it was. Yeah, like the locks came home, didn't they? The ones that we all thought were going to win.
Right.
You know,
right.
Brad Pitt, of course. And
Laura Dern,
Joaquin Phoenix, and Zellweger.
Sure.
But here's a little interview I have with Laura Dern. This sort of sums up the movie she was in, Marriage Story. And her making life hard and difficult for Adam Driver because she did blow up the Supremacy spaceship in the latest seconds, The Last Jedi, the Star Wars movie.
That's right.
So, oh my gosh.
Yes. So, and she was the divorce attorney that was really was hurting him.
And she was in Little Women.
And Little Women. He wasn't in that, was he? No.
I don't think he was. That was the other guy. That was Timothy.
Right. Because, so here she is, Laura.
Laura, how are you? Great to see you.
All right. How are you?
In Marriage Story, you're hilarious. It's just brilliant. Your wit and timing is fantastic. When you're doing that, do you know that's coming out?
You know the words are brilliant. And if you trust them, as Adam Driver always says about Noah, because they've made 4 films together, you know, when you lean into great writing, then you get to really play. And your collaboration is in the emotional nature of it.
Well, you've destroyed Adam Driver in 2 movies now, haven't you, pretty much?
True. Good point. Nobody said that to me. Yeah, good point.
You killed the Supreme Leader. You didn't kill him. You nearly blew him up, the Supreme Leader.
I did blow him up. That's right.
You blew him up, and then you pretty much blew him up in the second Marriage Story.
I guess maybe that'll be our lifelong relationship in movies.
Great to see you. Good luck.
Great to see you. Thank you.
Top lady. Bye-bye. See ya.
That was done.
That was a big air kiss at the end. That's
right.
How they
is
do
that
it.
That was?
So where you're talking and you're coming in and you don't know whether to go for the cheek, lips, or whatever. And
sure. She's great your size, isn't and, she?
Yeah, she's tall.
At 53, she's had this incredible resurgence in her career.
Yeah, what a career, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
her
wonderful.
Her speech was fantastic because she honored her parents.
Yeah.
She was like, they say never meet your superheroes unless, of course, they're your parents. Yeah. And then she had just fabulous.
It was proud. Her mum's sitting there sobbing in the front row.
Yeah.
And her mum's had a great career. And seen everything. And she's sitting there crying for her daughter.
It was
very nice.
It was great to see them arrive together on the red carpet. It was really neat.
There were some very emotional moments last night. I also cried during the Modern Family Final 5 episodes promo.
Uh-huh.
That Google commercial with the man talking about Loretta gets me every time still.
Yes.
And I cried a little bit with Pilot Pete and the Ghost.
You were a mess.
That was a great commercial.
How did you do your... You were like... You're like the front man for ABC with this thing. How do you, you're crying, and what if you
just
had to...
Just watching, and far in like 14 years, there's been no major problem.
So you're saying if there were technical difficulties, the entire ABC network would have been thrown to a man
to
who
him.
Was crying.
That's exactly. With a popcorn husk between his 2 front teeth and the last sip of mint chamomile tea to save my voice. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
So you weren't excited from that Ghost, The Bachelor commercial?
That was such a great commercial.
commercial.
What made that commercial for me was Whoopi coming in at the very end because I did not expect that at all.
She saved it.
She really did. It was phenomenal.
It was too handsy for me. Too handsy. The hands everywhere and clay moving around. I was
Worked for me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, John,
following on social media last night, I saw several questions aimed at you, Brad, and what your approach is on the red carpet. Can you just tell us? Because really, over this award season, you've had so many people who have either ended up at the podium accepting a statue or have done so in the past. And where is your head?
Those questions think I'm an expert at this. I'm not really. I really don't know what I'm going to say.
Wait a minute. I have to say something here. I just did a podcast with him all about this. That we're going to put on this week. And that was the whole idea. I said, you know, there are so many nameless faces out there on the red carpet, but he has this ability to not only for these celebrities to remember him, but to make it so memorable for us listening.
Well, he frightens them.
Yes, that's right.
The head. The big head.
He finds something different about them.
Yes.
And he asked Scarlett Johansson for marriage advice.
I know,
and Scarlett
John.
Said, no. Why would you ask me that?
Sure. I know. What a beautiful setup. For her, like, even she knew. As I was asking the question, she said, "Don't ask me for advice on marital things." Yeah,
and you asked Helen Mirren the same thing. She said, "If you don't know now, it's too late."
That's right.
And aside from the red carpet, the brilliant thing about Brad is he can get himself into any event. Kentucky Derby, no tickets. Olympics. No Terpics. No tickets.
That's what I will feel about.
Super Bowl.
I think it was about 13 years ago. I was at the Elton John Oscar party, and I snuck in as Prince's bodyguard.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, Prince went one way to the paparazzi, and I walked straight to the bar and ordered 4 beers and a shrimp cocktail.
Always and Elton is eating out of the palm of your hand.
That's right. Always order the shrimp cocktail and then bury yourself in the party once you get in.
Fantastic advice. It was great to see Elton and Bernie yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Because
how great
as
was
much
that?
As they've done together, they had never won an Academy
Oscar,
Award
and they did
as a team like that. So
Man.
Good for them.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.